things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
Welcome you here to Football Fiesta live from Monte Albon Bar and Grill on Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron, Heathbone on the stream. Down there, he's here as well, and we've got some players, we've got some coaches, and some of those we'll be hearing from in just a little bit on another installment of Football Fiesta. But, man, it's good to be back here. It's good to be back here in the middle of November, headed towards Thanksgiving, and we're still having Football Fiestas. That's a good sign.
That's a very good sign, Rusty. That means we had a good game last week, and we won, and we're preparing for another game in 24 hours from now.
Absolutely. Big win last week, Volunteers over Andalusia, 21-2, and to get us back here rolling again here on Football Fiesta and to continue our playoff hunt tomorrow night in the quarterfinals, third round, down in Mobile County, down in Pritchard, Alabama, against the Viger Wolves. Coach Herron, we look back at last week, just another dominating performance for the Volunteers. Really, they came out, didn't allow. I mean, when you don't allow, your defense allows absolutely no points, and it against a team like that, that's just a dominating performance. And anything under 100 yards rushing, which we held him to, is impressive as well.
Oh, absolutely! You know, you look at that. Defense for the defensive side for the Volunteers to hold them to under 100 yards rushing, right there at 99 total yards, 167. A good defensive performance. The Vols, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, a good effort there. 183 yards rushing, 58 passing, 241. Not a lot of yards, but you kind of the game you expected. A good defense. The Vols doing enough offensively with the defensive performance that was turned in. You know, just an overall very, as they call it, complimentary football. It was a good game against a very good team that was solid in what they done, advancing us to this week. And with an opportunity now, we always talk about it, with a chance to practice Thanksgiving morning.
Absolutely. You still in that hunt to be doing that. You know, you come in, Andalusia, a very, very good football team, very good offensively, but they really stood out to you defensively. We've talked about the defense, you know, really keeping those Andalusia Bulldogs out of the end zone. But just as impressive was to put up 21 points offensively against a powerful defense.
Well, the thing, you're right, Rusty, and the thing about it, we took advantage of all the opportunities that we had. And going back to the defensive side just for a moment, they were a powerful running team, and they want to run the football. But we forced them to have to do some things that they didn't really like doing, and that was throwing the ball. They ended up throwing it 17 times and completed only 6 out of those 17. So, you know, we forced them out of their normal game, which is running in the passing. And then offensively, as I mentioned, we took advantage. We were able to move the ball and get it into the red zone and capitalize when we got there. So, some good plays there to set up the scores. All the scoring plays were fairly short in that game. We'd been having some explosive plays. We did have some that set up the scores, but we were able to get the ball inside the 10 and get it into the end zone.
And then you look, you know, the offense, the yardage we did have offensively, it started across the front, as it always does. You know, line of scrimmage game, we talked about it last week. Our offensive line, everybody grading out in the blue, 90% or higher, led by Helms at center. 84% Chance Helms. A couple 83s out of our guards with Cole Rice and Clayton Tomlin. Dewey Brown, our right tackle, at 82, and Noah Peterson at 80, our left tackle. Those guys, you could see it early in the game, that straight-ahead running attack, kind of the Vols' power running game. get some good surge and good push in from the middle out across the line. And as we had referenced last week, that game was, we controlled the line of scrimmage pretty much both sides of the ball most of the night last Friday night. So it wound up going, you know, the Vols getting the win like they were looking for.
Talking to Coach Horn this week, I wanted to go back and it reminds me of a few plays. We've talked about the defense and a couple of turnovers we caused. One of them was the interception, obviously, by Taylor Boyd on the one-yard line as they're going in, which was a big play. We did end up getting a safety there. That's where we had our safety. But I thought that safety, the way it worked out, was turned out to be a great trade to give them 2 points, us to kick off from the 20, and we actually stopped them at their own 32 on that thing. They had trouble fielding the punt. I mean, the kickoff. Taylor kicked a great kick, and they had trouble fielding it and really didn't gain anything. We tackled them at the 32. Them having to go all the way back to their 32, where, honestly, if you punt the football out of your end zone, you're concerned about that, obviously. And probably at best, you start them at our 40. That would have been great, you know, doing a great job on punt, but probably more like the 35. So
yeah.
I think that exchange was big. And then Amari Ward strip, you know, on a big first down run by their quarterback. He strips it, recovers it. We get the football, another big, big, big play. And then obviously the pass play down to J.D. Hall, too, inside the 5. So just a, you know, you talked about it, making big plays. We made them offensively and defensively and really on special teams as well, because I thought our kickoff coverage was really good, and it really needed to be right there when you're kicking off for your own 20, and it was as good as it's been all year.
Yeah, the kicks were there when we really needed them, and you're right, that safety worked out for the best, but I promise you, Coach Homer, it would have never crossed his mind to have given them a safety, you know, to get out of that bind, but as it worked out, it was for the best. And you're right, that ensuing kick, you know, you would think they would get it inside the 50 at the worst, but and we ended up better off than that, and so it worked out fine.
I'd like to see that kind of kick off from the 40.
Yeah, that one would be in it. That one would pretty much, I mean, if you think about it, add 20 yards to it. But the fielder really had trouble fielding it. You know, we've kicked it deeper than that. We've kicked in the end zone. Obviously, that wouldn't have quite been in the end zone. It would have been, because I think he fielded it down around the 30, but he had trouble fielding it. And it bounced away from him, and he just really struggled to field it up there on our. And it's always good to me if you can do that. You kicking it, and it's on our sideline. The football was on our sideline right there where you can kind of coach up your kickoff team to get down there and keep containment and do the right things. I've always thought, when you can kind of coach your kickoff team, because that's a time that you're actually able to do it during the game, it's a little easier to do when you've got them hemmed up over there on your own sideline. So.
That's right. That's why, you know, you directional kick to try to – you reducing the coverage area that you've got to have. And, you know, we've shown dramatic improvement as the year has progressed on kick coverage. You know, we were scared to death early on any time that we had to kick off about the return that was coming, but gotten a lot better doing that down the stretch. And I think now with people in the playoffs, you know, they're putting some of their better running backs back there to return these kicks, and so you better have some people that love to go down the field and cover.
Go ahead.
I was just going to reference the penalties.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah,
one
we penalty. Had one penalty. It was a 15-yarder, but it was only one. And you know, we're kind of, if you look back at the last few games, Sipsey Valley, we did have some. But you go back to the week before, Pell City. But I wanted to say our starting defense had not given up. We hadn't given up any a touchdown the way I'm look at it, the way I remember it, in 3 weeks.
And some of that, Rusty, is you know, the penalty situation. I think officials call different in the playoffs.
And it's different officials from different situations, different organizations. Anytime you get into that, but I agree. I think you let it play.
They let them go a little bit more than a normal game, and you'll continue to see that throughout the playoffs.
You would think, but big win over Andalusia. That was a good team coming in here. It makes us 2-0 against them, and I'm telling you, that's a team. They won the state championship. And when did we say it was?
2022.
So they're a consistent playoff team and always fighting in deep into the rounds. And we talked about them last week, much like us. So to defeat them twice here at home, and end their season, you know, in the playoffs, there's no question you're getting everybody's best. And I think we got their best, but we just outperformed. You know, we talk about, but you go back and you hear this a lot, and if we're not careful, we'll say it ourselves. Well, the difference was the turnovers. Well, I don't disagree with that, but you cause turnovers. They don't just happen to you lots of times.
And you've also got to take advantage of them.
Yeah, and we were able to do all of that. So I think, you know, turnovers just don't happen usually. They can, but for the most part, those were calls, turnovers, cutting in front of passes, defensive linemen hitting the quarterback in the back, affecting the pass on one account where Cam Mullins gets the interception. I think, you know, it was Miles Parker hits the quarterback in the back. He's unable to get anything on the throw. So all of the elements of the defense contributed on those turnovers. A strip by Amari Ward on a run and get the football, and then the interception. Just a well-played defensive game as well as it could have been played. And the offense was able to kind of do what they do and take advantage, use field position to their advantage. And like you said, when they got the opportunities, they made them count. They really, yeah. I don't remember, and maybe you guys do, but I don't remember us leaving a whole lot out there, honestly. You know what I'm saying, where you felt like you really just should have scored. I know we had some opportunities, too, that they stopped us. But still, I felt like, you know, that contributed to their great defense. I mean, they was a very good defense.
Well, we only punted one time.
Yes, that tells you, that so, gives I mean, you a lot.
Yeah.
When they stopped us, it was deep. We kept the field position pretty much throughout the night. And the only time they had field position was when we intercepted the football there. And, of course, they had it when we stripped them as well. I think we go on a pretty long drive that time and score. And then the interception, but then we flipped it on the kickoff to safety. We flipped field position. And kind of other than that, they only really penetrated two times on the night very deep into our territory. Yeah. So,
well, and the thing about it, you know, they were a good team on both sides of the ball. And now we're about to face a team that's quite honestly maybe better than them, you know, physically. And it's going to get that way every week. We're playing better and better people, which means we've got to play our best every week. But the good thing about it is you only have to do it three more weeks.
Well, and I'll say this. Our opponent this week is very, very different than Andalusia. There's a lot of difference between the two. And we'll talk about those in our third segment. But we're about to break for a second segment. We'll be bringing our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week in here with us. That is Taylor Boyd. We'll be bringing his position coach, Coach JT Burns, offensive running backs coach, will be coming in here with us. He's been in here a few times. We'll have those guys. You'll want to stay that. Then in that third segment, we'll come back. We'll look at Viger. We'll look at our opponent tomorrow night, what will we be facing down there in Pritchard, Alabama. And then when we go into the last segment, we'll be looking at some scores, some of our opponents that are still in the game, still playing or still were playing last week. And obviously, the 5A, how it shapes up. And then we may look at some other brackets and some other things. If we have time, right here on Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products including Smoke Eater, Smoked Salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Album Bar and Grill. Here for Football Fiesta as we move into the second segment. We've just recapped the Volunteers' big victory 21-2 over the Andalusia Bulldogs last week. Now we're going to move into our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week time. And coming back again, it's the third time, isn't it, Taylor?
It is.
Third time. Taylor Boyd. I don't think we've ever had anybody in here three times. I don't think so. So that you should feel really honored. Coach Burns, you've been here about half the season, so there ain't nothing wrong with that either. But yeah. Another big win. I wanted to go over Taylor's stats before we go into it. Taylor rushed the ball 22 times for 113 yards, two touchdowns. He also had 10 total tackles on defense, five solos, five assists. He had an interception. He was 1-for-1 on extra points. And he also really did do a great job on his one punt and his kickoffs, getting that punt off and also the kickoffs. And we mentioned the one on after the safety was a really big opportunity there for the Volunteers. But we've talked about it all season and how important Taylor is to our Volunteers football squad. But it shows there in the numbers on Friday night, doesn't it, Coach?
Well, you're right. And you know, Taylor, you carried the ball 22 times. You played almost every snap on defense. Do you ever get tired?
All the time. Yeah, he gets tired. Don't let him lie.
Yeah. And swapping that, after you're already tired, there's something about bending over swapping that shoe that takes a little more out of you.
He got to run halfway to the sideline, get his shoe, put it on, and then go back out there and kick. And I guess you leave that same shoe on
the
kickoff.
Shoe on.
Well, the thing about it, you're doing all those things, but you do them well. You're not just doing them. You do everything that you do well. Yep. And I think that's a real credit to you.
It's called to be the best.
Well, I wanted to talk to Taylor just a little bit about what went on there defensively before we move over with Coach Burns and the offensive side. The 10 total tackles, the defense was stellar on the night. Obviously, you had a big interception as well. All the calls to, you know, we had three interceptions, a fumble recovery, strip and fumble recovery, and just a dominating performance on defense. You there at your safety spot, you're a big run stopper. We put them in passing situations, and when we did, they really wasn't very, you know, they were uncomfortable. We were able to stand in there. What do you think the difference has been of late from the defense? Because it didn't just start last week. It kind of really feels like you guys really honed in maybe back at Pell City. But just speak to the defense.
Oh, I mean, we're starting to peak at the right time, and we need that going towards next game.
Absolutely. Coming from your safety spot, you do a very good job of a run stopper. I mean, you like to come up and make contact and come up in them alleys and make plays. And a lot of guys, of course, they like to keep it in between the tackles. But you'll get up there and mix it up. But usually a guy that does that seems to get out of position a lot when they throw the football. But we don't catch that as much. You read what's going on really well, really, really well and really quick that allows you to get in that corner.
And, you know, Rusty, when he reads the play, the closing speed is unbelievable. I mean, he gets to the ball carrier quicker than I think anybody in our secondary. But, you know, like Rusty said, the key is read that play before you use that closing speed. And yeah, you do a good job.
Well, we'll see. We'll see a play that looks like it's going to be a good positive play for our opponent. And then here comes Taylor and tackles him for a no gain or 1 yard gain. Those are just great to have your safety coming up and stopping a run that way. Going back to running the football, obviously a dominating performance there. You got 22 carries. You had 113 yards. Those were well earned yards on Friday night. Speak to that. What have you done? I know you're beaten, banged up, everybody is, but what have you done throughout the season to stay healthy and to keep doing this each and every week?
Ice.
A lot of ice. You get in those ice. You get in those ice those ice baths?
Sometimes.
We gotta make them sometimes.
You would probably have to make me too. I've never been in one totally, but I just remember my foot in the bucket was bad enough. I can't imagine getting in the whole thing.
The main thing is trying to stay hydrated. I just try to stay hydrated.
All week. It starts. You can't just wait to Friday night or Thursday night or whatever to get hydrated. I know that's something you have issues with or have had is cramping, and some people do more than others, when they take care of themselves.
I don't know. I think it might be genetic for me because my dad told me he used to do it.
He did. Yeah, I remember. I remember he did.
Water and everything. I do what I'm supposed to do, and I still cramp. So.
Yeah. Well, you're probably playing as many or more than any plays than anybody else, and you're running around a lot when you're running back in safety, too. It's not like you're just out there. Coach Burns, we've talked to you about Taylor before. We know you're excited to have him over there in your group running the football. But, I mean, it seems to be every game he just seems to continue to get better. He can be a physical runner. He can outrun people. He's really an all-around great back. Just speak to Taylor and what you've seen as he's continued to grow.
Yeah, he can do a little bit of everything, and that's what makes him so good. I thought about it the other night, but Taylor didn't hardly play any running back last year. Didn't have to. And for him to just, this year step up like that just shows how good he is and just natural ability. And he knew Friday night, that it was going to be hard, tough earned runs, yards, and he did a good job with that. I think he played, I don't know the exact number, 30-something offensive snaps, close to 40. I mean, that's the most he's probably played all year.
Do y'all have a number that y'all are trying to keep him under when you're doing that, or are you just really looking at him and keeping an eye on him and when he needs to be relieved?
The goal was to get 25 touches.
Yeah, 25 carries, what we asked if he could do.
I tried.
Monday, he got 22. So
the ball's not that heavy, is it?
No.
If he would have needed them, if we wouldn't have had that 19-point lead, he would have probably got some. Yeah. There at the end, we had some other guys getting some because we had a little bit of a cushion there, or he would have probably been carrying it a few more.
Which, I mean, those other guys, I mean, if they have to come in and play, then, they're just fine. But, I told Taylor early in the week last week, I said, it's yours till you can't go get it. So just kind of watching him, and if he needs to come out, we'll get him out, get some money in there, and get him a little blow and back in there. So.
Yeah, you got to use all your cards. You can't hold none back now. You got to use them as we move into this third round and even last week into the second round. But well, speaking of that, I wanted to talk about Taylor's ability. Taylor runs so hard, he's so physical. But then when you put Zy in, we knew Zy got a little bit banged up on Friday night, but he still done really well when he was put in there. Once in a while, Cat runs a sweep in for a touchdown. Zy just seems to be able to find the end zone when he gets his opportunities. But Daylon Houston continues to seem to improve, and I thought he's a change up, obviously, to Taylor, but a really physical runner, and his vision seems to be picking up. And I thought I saw a very good performance out of him on Friday night as well.
Yeah, he did a good job, and he's different than, like you said, they're all different in their own ways. One thing about Daylon is he's very unselfish. He does a lot of the dirty work that nobody really notices really well. He blocks really well. He runs it hard in the bone, and like you said, his vision's gotten better. So, just hoping he keeps that up.
Well, one thing I've noticed about Daylon as well is the season's grown on. Coach Ward's kind of been using him some there in long distance sets. So now you got another running back going over there and playing defense. So everybody you got plays defense.
That's
or at least some. So, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
It's because they're really good players and make a difference on this side. Coach Williams, I'm sure you got some more stored up and ready for ready for Taylor here, well, Coach Burns?
I was going to ask Coach Burns, but, you know, Taylor had the 113 yards, but we talked about Zion Dalen and even JT rushed the ball a few times. You got 70 yards out of those three guys to go along with Taylor's 113. So it's really a luxury for you as the running back coach to have those two other guys that you can rotate in there. And and they're dependable backs as well.
Yeah, they are.
And not many people have three backs they can call on, even in our level 5A. But I know you're proud of all your group.
Yes, sir.
There.
They've done a good job. Like you said, they all do what they're asked. They're unselfish, you know. And I just tell them, you know, when you get in there, you make the most of your carries, make the most of opportunities. You know, just do your job, do it the best you can. So all three of them do it. And like you said, JT even ran it some. So that was nice to get him back going. So hope to keep it up.
But going back to that just a little bit, you mentioned it earlier about Taylor. He hardly ran the ball at all. We hardly used him as a running back last season. The previous season when his brother went down, LaDamian, earlier with his leg injury, Taylor had to come in and kind of pick up the slack then. But then he moves back, and like you said, we didn't need him. I mean, he was playing all over the place, but we needed him in other places. But then I look out there Friday night, and I've seen him before. He's not just a running back offensively either. I mean, we'll split him out at wide receiver. I mean, he's going to be on the field with a chance to make a big play a lot of the time. And he's done a great job at receiver this year, whether it be catching the ball out of the backfield or at wide receivers too. So just so much is asked of him, but so much he's able to do. You just don't find many athletes like a Taylor Boyd.
No,
you really don't.
You don't. You better enjoy them while you got them.
Can you run on this Viger defense?
Oh, yeah.
How many carries are we shooting for tomorrow night? We got a number. We can sneak
30.
Up. 30. Okay. I'll buy you a couple Gatorades when you leave, right? But, hey, I know he will. If he, you know, he'll do whatever he's asked to do and get in there and pound it out against that team. Hopefully that's what we do. We pound the football out and stretch, shorten that game up and not allow them to get in their game. Because we know they want to be big time in offense. And we kind of want to take it the other direction. And I think that's exactly what we'll do tomorrow. Taylor, you're a senior. You've been in here three times. I mean, you've had a dominant performance. I just wanted to try to get your take on your thoughts here. We're going into the third round. I mean, we can't forget last year. We want to forget it, but we don't forget last year. Quarterfinals, that's where we went out. Obviously, we went out. We know that's not the plan this year at all, and we don't think that'll be the case. But what do you think the team, what is going to be the difference this year moving into the quarterfinals?
We just gotta want it. We gotta finish strong. Bring get it all, I guess.
But the team's ready. Team's ready in real life. I think a lot of times you can look back at a game like that last year.
These last games, I can tell we've been real focused. And when something happens, I'm on defense, I tell everybody we're good.
You can sleep later tomorrow too.
Yep. But yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know what time. What time y'all got? What time's the? What's the plan for the players? What time y'all got to be over to school?
We got to be up there at 10:30. We're leaving at 11.
Okay, so not too early. So
yeah.
Be a little different. Got a long ride. Before we let you go, from a player standpoint, obviously you love playing at Volunteer Stadium. But when you go on the road, how exciting is it to go to a new place this far away for you as a player?
Oh, I was very excited to go down there on our home field, win.
It gives it a little extra,
yeah.
Doesn't it? Okay, as a player, I agree. There's something about going, taking one away from somebody on their home field. You know there'll be a big crowd. There'll be people that's not just their fans they want to see. And I know you guys want to go represent this county and our school well, because there's going to be a lot of people watching us that hadn't watched us in a while. Y'all remember what happened last time we played them? Yeah, I do too,
yeah.
And they do too. So, we're excited about it, and we have to do it again tomorrow to be able to accomplish that ultimate goal. And I know that's the plan.
Yeah.
Well, at this time, I want to present Taylor Boyd, the AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, for his performance on November the 14th, 2025, as Clay Central won 21-2 over the Andalusia Bulldogs. Congratulations, Taylor. Keep racking them up, buddy, and we'll
good
be
job
pulling for you.
Yes,
we're proud of you.
Thank you all.
And good luck tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
We'll take another break right here on Football Fiesta.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products, including smoke eater, smoked salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, T-P-H-A-R-R-law.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
When you think about the places that make a place like Lineville feel like home, Young's Drugstore has stood out for generations. For decades, Young's Drugstore was a place that folks would drop in for freshly squeezed orangeades, lemon sours, and hand-dipped ice creams. Now with two locations to serve this community, Young's Drugstore is located on Highway 48 in Woodland and still serving Clay County, but at the Lineville location on Highway 9. Young's Drugstore is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta Live from Monte Album Bar and Grill on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron. As we get back started, we're obviously going to give Coach Heron an opportunity to speak about Taylor and about the running backs and Coach Burns. Wherever you want to go there, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. You know, of course, Taylor, his last week, great individual effort. Is over 100 yards rushing again, 10 total tackles, 5 solos, 5 assists, his interception, the kickoffs, you know, everything he does in the kicking game. Just a phenomenal individual effort, very deserving of that AGL Southern Waste Authority Player, Disposal Authority Player of the Week award for, what was it, the third time?
Yes,
for him, I believe,
time.
This week. So very, very, very deserving of that award. And, you know, he it's been just, again, as we say every week with a lot of these guys that are seniors, it's been fun watching them over the last 3 or 4 years as they've, you know, grown as young men and as football players and representing themselves and their family and the program and our community and county. And, it's, you know, hopefully we get to, we know we're going to get to watch him one more time. Hopefully we get to watch him a couple of more weeks, you know, even after tomorrow night. But fun, always fun to watch the guys, and it, fun watching Taylor last night and the success that he was able to have.
Absolutely a big night. Let's begin to look a little bit at our opponent, the Vigor Wolves. Obviously, they're a very, very good football team. They'll be coming into the matchup with a 10-2 record. They actually was runner-up in Region 1 down there in 5A after they lost in overtime to Williamson. They also, their other losses to Baker, which is a team that just went out of the playoffs last week in 7A after a loss to Opelika. So another good team, a very advanced team they lost to. You look at the Vigor, let's kind of try to focus on two sides of the football. And let's start on the offensive side. Just a dangerous team. They don't do a lot of surprising stuff to me. They do a lot of stuff out of normal ace spread look, which we call ace. That's twins both ways, kind of a basic formation. Demetrius Johnson has a lot of speed, the junior running back. But one of the first things that starts out to me is team-wise, they don't play a lot of seniors, but most of them are on offense. But it all is circled around Sammy Dunn, the quarterback, just a true quarterback back there that likes to throw it around. He'll run it, but he's more of a passer. He wants to throw the football, get it out to his playmakers, and he does a really good job of that. And, you know, Dylan Jackson and Garrett Holcomb kind of his two main targets.
Well, and you're talking about Sammy Dunn. He's a veteran quarterback that's been around some good programs. You know, he's been at Bayside Academy down there. He's been at UMS and now at Vigor. So he's kind of been around the horn there to, you know, and been exposed to some good coaching. And now he's surrounded by good athletes at Vigor, which enables them to do a lot of different things. And, you know, when you look at their offense, they're big. They're looking for the big play, you know. And what we've got to do is force them to have to kind of peck away, you know, and sustain a drive and not give up that big play, because that's what will make it easy for them, and that's what they want. So I think that's our focus from our defensive standpoint, is to not let them get the big plays that Sammy Dunn can create.
Coach Herring, as we look at the Vigor Wolves offense, I mean, obviously we've talked about some of the things that stand out. I know you look at the offensive line, your main thing, and obviously where you started your career was coaching, playing offensive line. What stands out to you about the Vigor Wolves, and maybe mention a little bit about their offensive line?
Well, the first thing that, you know, that you notice across the front is the size. That's where, you know, tremendous size across the front, some of those guys, and the numbers you see weight-wise, and you know, not – they're just, you know.
They have one huge guy.
One really big guy, you know, 300 feet, right, one of the guards there.
Not overall tall. They're all 6'1", but yeah. One player, and that's the sophomore center.
Right, and, you know, so they're in that 250 to 280 range in there somewhere, you know, so good and solid, except for the big left tackle guard at 350. But, you know – just they're well at what they do, a lot with their spread set, their double slots, their ace, you know, trips to one side and the other, that type thing. Just it's that spread game, a lot of zones, inside outside zones, some counter, pretty good counter games, some G's as they try to go up inside. And then it all, you know, as you've mentioned already, Taylor, it starts with Dunn, number three quarterback. You know, you watch him on film, and his release, I mean, it's just almost shot out of a slingshot or something. I mean, it's throwing motion. It's not a true, or to me, it doesn't look. It's just kind of somewhere between a overhand, you know, straight over his head, or sidearm. It's just kind of a flick of the wrist, and man, that ball is out of there. It's on target, and it's about a 50-50, you know, play between run and pass, but over 50% of their yardage has come from the passing game. And that's where, that's where the Volunteers have got to make sure we're shored up on the backside. We need to be able to get after the quarterback a little, make him a little uncomfortable. You know, if he's got time to stand there and let those guys have the opportunity to get open, he could deal with some misery. So I'm sure, we'll have some different stunts, some blitz packages, that type thing, to try to at least make him move around and get him uncomfortable there and affect him in some way and not let him just stand there and be able to throw the ball like he
has. And the thing about this offensive unit, and you mentioned this earlier, only four seniors on this offense and only one up on the front. So, if we can really pressure them and put them in some tough spots, this could affect their performance some, because, this is probably the biggest game that some of these guys have ever played in. And I think the pressure will bother them more than it would our group, I'm thinking. So Coach Burkhalter's got to come up with some things he can do defensively, maybe a couple of things they haven't seen, get them frustrated. And I think their age is to our advantage.
I agree. Well, Coach, when you turn around and look at the defensive side, the Viger Wolves, only one senior on that defensive unit, and it's the Jack linebacker there. It's the only senior starting. Now, they'll play some of the other guys, but a lot of juniors and a lot of sophomores, only a couple of them on a few sophomores playing there offensively. But, for a team this good when you watch them, but there's times they're a great team, and I'm not trying to downplay them at all, but there's time when you watch them, I think you can see the youth, especially in this defensive group.
Well, what I'm looking for in this game from their defense, they're not used to power offenses. The teams they played are more finesse type teams and, spread teams that really like to throw the football. And so these guys on the front, they're used to pass rush. They're not used to taking on blocks, getting off and making plays at the line of scrimmage as much as other teams are. So I think that's something else that's to our advantage, is the style of play that we're going to bring to them they're not used to seeing.
That's a good point, Coach. You look up front, they got not huge size, but just good guys. They look a lot of like our front, defensive front. They've got good skill set. They move well. Colin Coleman, 6'5", 10, 240. They got a defensive end, 6'2", 220. And Garrett, and then also Williams, is 6'1", 260, and a junior. They got big inside linebackers at 6'2", 215, 6'1", 220. And then some really good skill, not big guys in the secondary, but really good spill, but not real tall guys. They're almost clones back there at 5'9 and 5'10, all around 165 to 175, all within about 10 pounds.
And my understanding is that Guerra is committed to Alabama already, and he's just a junior.
Yes.
So that tells you he's a good player.
Absolutely. That's the word. Coach Heron, I know from an offensive lineman standpoint, they do a lot of different things defensively. They base out of that three-man front a lot, but, we may do things that makes them do things different than that.
We're going to force them into a five front, I'm thinking.
So, but Coach, what do you expect to see that could be the challenges for the offensive line?
Well, it's going to be, they're similar to us, and they base out of a 3-4, but you're hardly ever going to see them in that much. We're going to see some 3-4 front, some 4-2, some 5-1 a lot of times, make those guys get up there on the line of scrimmage, those outside linebackers. Short yardage, we ever, see them in those type situations, probably in some type of six-man front. They're going to give us a lot of different fronts. They're going to do some different lining up and some different positions, some shades. They've got very good get-off, as Coach Williams referenced. A lot of their game is get-off and trying to get after the quarterback. They hadn't seen a lot of and the style of play that they've played most of the year, is the spread and the zone stretch schemes and things that go along with that. You're going to get some pinches out of the defensive end, some shades from the nose, that type thing. A lot of man-to-man coverage on the back end of their defense, cover zero, no safety at times. It's going to be a lot of man-to-man back there. A little cover one, cover two mixed in here and there. Some cover two read where they're trying to read routes and match up, kind of a zone man combo kind of thing. And I think we'll see, because of their different defensive formations and variations, I look for offensively for us, you know, we have a lot of formations we can run, you know, from our spread and wishbone and wildcat and all the variations of. And I look for it to be a matchup, kind of the chess matchup of our formations forcing their hand to be able to get lined up. And it's almost like a lot of times, with our defense, we make adjustments once we see a formation. You know, and our linebackers, you know, Mullins and those guys, they do a good job getting us lined up correctly by formation. Vigor appears by film to just, they make their call and that's what they play. And then if you give them some motion or a shift or something, they have to try to move then. But I look for us to give a lot of formations early to try to get them moving. And then with the speed and the athleticism they had, I'm going to be very surprised if we don't have a heavy dose of just our straight ahead power running game at them and see how we match up there on the offensive line and how well we can do controlling that line from an offensive standpoint.
We've only got to get 3 yards a play, Coach.
3.5. We need 3.5 a play, and every 3 we'll have a first down. That's right, Coach.
Well, we'll take 4.
Yeah, we'll
use 4.
If we could average 3.5, we'd be in good shape.
Lots of times, if it's under 2, we'll hammer on down there on fourth down. So whatever it takes, and it's kind of, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, they used to say, wasn't it?
Yep.
So we'll just take that three-yard average.
Be 3 yards and some rubber pellets tomorrow night.
Yeah, down there on the new turf field.
Yeah.
Maybe some damp rubber pellets down there. But before we break out of this segment, I wanted to look at it, and Coach Herron did a good job putting this together. The Clay Central offense averaging 30.8 points per game. Vigor defense average is giving up just 13.3. The Clay Central defense average is just giving up 12.6 points a game, which is second in 5A. But the Vigor offense, fourth in 5A, giving up 36.9, or scoring 36.9 points a game. So putting up a lot of points to this Vigor offense, and we mentioned that, how powerful they are. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back. We'll look at the teams that were left on our schedule, how they fared. Coach Herron will lead us through that. And then Coach Weems will look at 5A, I guess. Pretty much just look at 5A and who's left. And maybe if we have a little bit of time, we'll look at some area games as well. Right here on Football Fiesta Live from Monte Album Bar and Grill on the Ashland Square.
I forgot.
When you think about the places that make a place like Lineville feel like home, Young's Drugstore has stood out for generations. For decades, Young's Drugstore was a place that folks would drop in for freshly squeezed orangeades, lemon sours, and hand-dipped ice creams. Now with 2 locations to serve this community, Young's Drugstore is located on Highway 48 in Woodland and still serving Clay County, but at the Lineville location on Highway 9. Young's Drugstore is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Barr & Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tfarlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill here on the Ashland Square as we get ready for this last segment wrap up. What we've talked about, if you're just now joining us, we talked about the Volunteers' big victory over the Andalusia Bulldogs last week. Then we had our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week from this past week, Taylor Boyd. Then we went into Viger in the last segment and what we expect to see from our opponents tomorrow night. And now we'll look at our opponents throughout the year, and Coach Heron will lead us through that, what our opponents did. We only had four left, and that was cut in half last week, but you'll share that with us now.
That was it. The Hanley Tigers, they went down last week. They finished their regular season, their season record, 10-2 on the year after falling to Jackson, the number one team in 4A last week. That game was played in Hanley at Wright Field. Jackson over Hanley, 42-28 last week. The Hanley Tigers, a great season under their first-year head coach there at 10-2 on the season. Elmore County, they finished the year 8-4. They fall to Williamson last week, 42-14. Williamson over Elmore County. Elmore County with Caldwell. Yeah, Coach Caldwell. Kyle Caldwell at Elmore County, 8-4 after that 42-14 loss to Williamson.
A good year, though, for Elmore County.
Very good year. Yes, very good year. And then the two teams left from the Vols' regular season schedule, the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. They're now at 11-1 on the season. They defeated Theodore last week, 21-14. And an announcement out of Theodore yesterday and then a press conference today, Coach Steve Mask, the head coach at Theodore, has announced he's officially retired. He had been at Cherokee County for years, a few years at St. Paul, back at Theodore, and his announcing yesterday and then today in the press conference. His retirement there. So Ben Russell moves on. Tomorrow night, they face Hueytown. The Golden Gophers from Hueytown making the trip down to Alexandria City. 3 weeks in a row, Ben Russell able to play at home there the way the bracket has played out for those guys. They'll be at home against Hueytown in Scottsboro. They're at 7-4 on the year, and they defeated St. Clair County last week. They're now at 8-4, and they'll be traveling there at Fairview tomorrow night, taking on Fairview, the Scottsboro Wildcats. So Ben Russell, Scottsboro, the two Vol regular season opponents left in the playoffs.
Well, Coach, first of all, Sherry, you got some games listed, but share some 5A games from around, some other 5A games that will be happening.
Well, there will be four games in 5A tomorrow night.
And we've already talked about two of them.
Yeah, the Viger Central game and in the South, and then the other game in the South, Catholic of Montgomery and Williamson. And so the winner of those two games will match up in the semifinals next week.
We'll go ahead and tell you, if you didn't know, if Williamson wins and the Volunteers win, we'll be on the road to Mobile. If Catholic wins and the Volunteers win, we'll be back at home at Volunteer Stadium, and that's the way it shakes out. If just looking ahead for the possibilities.
That's right. And then in the northern part of the state, undefeated Fairview will be playing Scottsboro. And in the other game, Moody will play Briarwood. And then, of course, those two teams would match up next week in the other semifinal game in 5A. And then looking at some other teams around our immediate area that we might be interested in 1A, Wadley is playing at home tomorrow night against Hubbardville. In 2A, nearby Lynette will be playing Luverne, and Realtown plays Providence Christian. As we look at 3A, Piedmont, they'll be at home tomorrow night against Gordo. In 4A, the Anniston Bulldogs, undefeated, will be playing Deschler tomorrow night, playing for a shot to go on to the semifinals. And then, of course, we mentioned in 6A, Ben Russell plays Hueytown tomorrow night. And in 7A, now they're already into their semifinals. And of course, Auburn High School, they're a part of the Radio Alabama network. They'll play Opelika, and then Thompson will play Central of Phoenix City.
Auburn sold the tickets to that game, sold out on Monday.
Yeah, the Opelika at Auburn game.
Sold out Monday.
No more.
I drove by that stadium.
Nice stadium.
Yesterday.
Neat stadium.
And
you didn't see anybody already sitting there, did you?
Well, no, but there were people out there working, doing different things.
Coach Heron, what you got?
Well, we've got one change that's been brought to my attention. The Scottsboro-Fairview game is being played tonight. And we actually have three games in the state have moved to tonight because of the possibility of some rain and some wet weather tomorrow night. Scottsboro is at Fairview tonight, Plainview at Good Hope, and Addison at Marion County.
Okay.
So those three playoff games tonight being played.
Thank you for that. Mike can find those on NFHS if you got that subscription the same way you watch us.
Thanks.
That
to,
will
thanks
be the to, only way you can watch us tomorrow.
That's exactly right. Thanks to the Bone for bringing that tart in.
Oh, Bone's on it, son.
He's all over.
Oh, Bone. Bone's filling his role. You know, you just watch him. He'll fill it. Coach Heron, you got anything as we get ready to close out this broadcast?
Hey, we're just looking, you know, appreciate Monte Albon Bar and Grill and being able to be here with those guys again tonight. Looking forward to a good day tomorrow and safe travels for everybody that's able to make the trip down to Pritchard and checking things out. Looking forward to being at the new stadium there on the campus of Vigor High School and hoping to go down there and get out of there tomorrow night about 9:30 or 10 with the Vols win, be one of four teams left.
I'm going to tell you, you might want to plan about an extra 30 minutes. There's going to be some heavy rain between here and Mobile tomorrow. So just letting you know that. Be safe. Slow down. Just give yourself plenty of time to get there because there's going to be some – it's kind of pepped up. The rain forecast is pepped up. There's going to be some sure enough rain coming through. Coach Williams?
What about during the game, Rusty?
I would predict that it's going to be some light rain falling during the game.
You got a raincoat?
I've already packed it.
Okay. On and off light rain is what I'm going with.
All right.
All right.
I hope I'm wrong.
You got your raincoat?
I know where it's at.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to this trip.
Don't forget it.
Bone, you got our tent? Got a new tent, man. We got to break it in anyway. Coach, we got to use it now. We got a new one.
We got to use it.
You already have. Y'all put it up in the lobby.
Yesterday. Yeah, but that paid off. I mean, me and Bones never been more comfortable to get ready for a broadcast. A couple things I want to tell you before we get out of here. Next week, Football Fiesta. Well, think about it. It's Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. We're not going to do that. Probably would have trouble getting the crowd on Thursday.
Probably after on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Which actually Thursday would work for me, but it probably don't work for nobody else. So because of that, Wednesday kind of don't work for multiple reasons. So we're going to do it Tuesday. Football Fiesta will be done next Tuesday at 6 o'clock right here at Football Fiesta. You confirmed that, right, Coach?
It's confirmed.
It's confirmed that we are good next Tuesday. We will be doing Football Fiesta because of Thanksgiving. We're going to do it on Tuesday night. You know, it used to be Taco Tuesday. We can bring it back. I don't know what they cost, but you can call it Taco Tuesday and just pay whatever they are.
Yeah, if you have a taco, it can be Taco Tuesday.
I mean, it's Taco Tuesday,
absolutely.
So it's hard to beat that. Again, you guys had a few seconds to think. We got a minute or two. You got anything else?
I'm not looking for a lot of scoring tomorrow night. I mean, it's the number 2 and 3 scoring defense in 5A. I'm saying points tomorrow night.
What's the over-under on the points?
Be over-under, I'm going to go – I'll go 22.
Total?
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I've already picked my score.
I'm going 40.
And I'll let you guys know tomorrow.
Okay, Coach.
No, it ain't going to be 20-20.
Well, I mean, that would be –
I'm not predicting it 20-20,
but that
though.
Would be a over-under – hitting on the over-under at 20-20.
One's going to have about two more touchdowns than another.
Okay.
And you know who I'm for.
Well, I know who you're for. Yep.
So
I don't think there'll be that much scoring.
Well, and it probably plays in to our hands if there's not.
I hope it rains like a son of a gun.
I ain't going there. I just hope we win.
Well, it's a turf field, if that means anything.
Well, we're going to be outside. Bring a change of clothes, not just your rain suit.
That's true.
I recommend
to
bring a change
that
of clothes.
True. Yep.
Yeah. Like sweatpants or something.
Yep. House shoes.
Maybe an extra pair of underwear.
You wear your house shoes on the way home.
Yeah. and if we stop and eat, you'll fit right in.
Yes, absolutely.
I guarantee you will. Well, we appreciate you joining us each and every Thursday for Football Fiesta live from Monte Albon Bar and Grill. We appreciate Taylor Boyd, our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. JT Burns was in here with us. Obviously, we always appreciate Heath Bone. Heath gets us going, keeps us going on the live stream for Coach Heron. Coach Weems, this is Rusty Taylor. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.
You've been listening to Football Fiesta, part of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. a production of Radio Alabama Sports and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.